marks in here, the smarks in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my Kia, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex, to leave it in the middle of a bee's nest.
Yo, 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 we're not going to get a full intro, we're just going to dive back in. So, enjoy the
male wrestler of the year. This was a surprise, but I think, you know, he did come back and he had a great turnaround. There were guys that could have been in this. I mean,
yeah,
someone say Moxley. I don't think Moxley really had that great of a year. Cody had a great year.
Very great year.
Who else had really good years this year in wrestling? Naito in New Japan held the double belt all year long, so
right,
you know, looked at someone like him. You could say Moose over in Impact, he had a really good year. Or you know, everything going on, you gotta also think with the pandemic, it's harder to really look at who had the best year because it was
right, so much
nonsense that happened in the middle of it. It kind right, of kind of threw the year off. But this year's,
you put a guy like AJ up there too. AJ Styles always has a good year,
he did have a good year, he had a good year as well.
Big matches, big moments. His match, his
you just said Drew out of
McIntyre. Yeah, Drew McIntyre's had a fantastic season, a year. Like, you know, between, yeah, you could, you know, Drew's had a pretty good
I
year.
I almost argue that Drew McIntyre should have won this award over the winner.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been tough because
the winner wasn't here all year.
No, true, but I think his year, the winner, I think his year has had more an impact, yeah. I think it's his year has had more of an impact than just his overall, like, character development, his storylines, everything about that. You're just lucky to be like, damn, man, he's had a pretty freaking fantastic year.
And I think it also adds that people hated him before.
Right.
Now, like, it's funny because when he's the heel, everybody loves him.
Yeah.
Finally, people are accepting him as being the guy.
But I think, yeah, but it's more than just being a heel. I think the story around him, people like are behind you, like, dude, I totally get this story. I totally get this. This thing freaking works.
Believable.
It's believable, right? It's like, dude, this is what he should have been all along.
All along, absolutely. So this year's Smarky for the 2020 Wrestler of the Year, the Smarky goes to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, dude, like, I think a lot of it was like the fact that the surprise of him just showing up. Mm-hmm. No one thought he was ever going to be able to come back just when everything's going on.
Especially during Corona in the middle of COVID.
Like, yeah.
We're not going to see him forever.
Right. You're like, dude, there's no way you're going to have him. And then why would he come back? That makes no sense for him to come back. Then he comes back. You're like, holy crap, he came back. And then the whole build up and his story going forward, even now with the story going forward, and that they're still going with it, mm-hmm. You know? And the fact that it's still building, they're not even where they want to be with him, because they're waiting on Jimmy to kind of get himself healthy, mm-hmm. So they can kind of get forward. And it's like, dude, it's pretty impressive to watch his, like, and his story is just like, you want to watch it, like, you see where it's going. You're like, wow. I mean,
interested to see what happens with Roman for once.
I'd be interested to see when he does. When they finally are able to get fans back, if people are going to actually cheer him. Because I think he's going to be more of like that. He's a heel, but like he's more of like a badass heel than uh-huh. he, like an actual, yeah, like.
You get cheered. I think people will like him and accept him in his position, though.
Yeah.
Like, he'll get booed. but he'll get booed because you're supposed to boo him.
He's right.
He's going to get X-Pac.
Yeah, he's not going to get – people aren't going to hate him. I don't think people hate him. I think they're going to actually enjoy – they're going to be intrigued by him, I think. That's yeah. You know what I mean? They're yeah. intrigued. But like, oh, I'm intrigued about this storyline. You know, even though he might be a heel, you're like, he's a heel, but I want to see this. Like, I want to see this match. Yeah, but I want to see this match. I want to see where they're going with this story because it's been good. You know, you're like, wow, this has been a good story. And I'm glad they went this way and not the way I thought they were going to go, which was that they were going to use him to just bury the Fiend once and for all and then just him just go back to what he was.
Okay.
So I'm kind of glad that they went this direction.
This way with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I think they really done a really very few things that I say WWE has done a really good job with. They've done a really good job with handling the return of Roman Reigns.
Right, yeah. He deserved it. I mean, he's had absolutely. And I agree that Drew's had a great year too, but I think Roman's been more impactful.
Yeah.
Drew's been all year.
Yep.
You know, Drew's been great. Drew's been great. He's had great matches. He's beaten like everybody. He's had good stories, but his storyline's kind of been the same. It's him just beating the person that he's facing.
Must see.
Right.
It's not like, oh, Drew's going to be on tonight. I got to watch this. It's like, oh, Roman's going to be on? I got to see this. Like,
people where they got with next with this story here with Roman. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay. And like him change, you know, him turning Jay. And then he's going to turn Jimmy eventually.
So, you know, this past Friday, they were supposed to bring Damian Priest up to SmackDown.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they didn't. I heard that he shot it down, which is was smart.
Well, like, so Kevin Owens shot it down.
Good.
And then after Kevin Owens shot it down, he shot it down in front of Roman, and Roman heard it and was like, yeah, he makes sense. So they scratched it. What was supposed to happen was he was supposed to come up, and Damian Priest was going to be Kevin Owens' best friend. And it was going to be, in the main event, it was supposed to be Kevin Owens and Damian Priest versus Jay and Roman.
Yeah.
But Kevin was like, so we can do this, but why would he be my best friend? We don't even have anything in common.
Right,
wrestle in the same places together at the same time like me and Sammy did. We don't have, there's nothing in common for us to be like, oh, we're best friends.
I agree, yeah.
And why are we doing this? And Roman was like, yeah, he's right. That is kind of stupid. So they just kind of scrapped it. So I do expect him to come up. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Damian Priest this Friday on SmackDown.
He did just face, I think he just lost to Karrion Kross on Wednesday.
And a rumor and innuendo was that somebody on that show on Wednesday was going to be called up on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. Hope they don't. I hope they don't put him in that. They could call him up, but just don't put him in that storyline.
Don't put him in that storyline. Do something. Right.
Yeah, have him go involved with something else.
He's the guy. If we had a most improved rest of the year, I think he has a. We'd have a great shot at being there.
Damian Priest.
I mean, coming from where he was in Ring of Honor to where he is today, I mean, just such a complete turnaround. That's a guy that you can look at and say, totally different guy.
Right. Yeah.
From what you know who you in Ring of Honor.
He's more, I mean, he's a face. Would you bring him up as a face? I guess you bring him up as a face.
Yeah, because they need to build faces on SmackDown right now.
Yeah, I don't know where you put him on the. I don't know who he feuds with. I think of like somebody could. I mean, you could throw him in with like. I don't know if you want to throw him in with the Sami Zayn getting over there right now? He's still the. Sami Zayn's still the U.S. or
IC champion.
I think he's still the IC champ.
I don't know. Maybe.
It would make sense for Sammy to drop that title to somebody. Maybe a Damian Priest.
He's not the IC champion. He dropped the IC title last Friday to Big E. Big E is.
Oh, yeah. Big E's. Yeah. Big E. That's right. I forgot about Big E. So Sami Zayn should be the one that they throw in with the Roman and Kevin Owens thing because Sammy fits.
Actually, best friends.
Right. And Sammy fits. And Sammy could like kind of egg on the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
With Roman Reigns, and like he could kind of build it up like that. As like
you got to turn Sammy face to do that,
right? But that's not hard to do because Sammy's a likable guy.
Sure,
like you could just easily have because Sammy's just good on the mic, so all you need to do is have Sammy start like talking down to Roman,
True, yeah, they're gonna get behind it. They're gonna
right and just pump up Kevin Owens like you would, and then just have and Sami Zayn's now the one who's getting the shit kicked out of him yeah. every week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's gonna bump hell for like he'll make Jay. You could do Jay versus Sami
over and over again. It'll be amazing. Over again,
right,
it'll be amazing every time.
Yeah, and then you would do the Usos versus Sami and Kevin Owens
mm-hmm.
as a tag, you know, as a feuding tag team. As they're like trying to fight with Roman, but they got to go through the Usos every time, and that's how you kind of have that storyline go through until you get but somebody.
Again, they don't know what they're doing. They're,
right, until you get somebody to come up in.
They can't do everything right. They
right, yeah.
One thing a year that they do. Right.
yeah, because I guess like after Kevin, like after Owens, like where do you go with Roman? Because like, who's next in line to be? A challenger for Roman Reigns.
Did you just say that? SmackDown. Don't say that. Please don't say that that way.
What? Who's the next challenger for him?
Oh, yeah, don't say that.
Oh, not Goldberg. No.
Who's the next challenger? You said, who's next? Please, no.
No, not who's
please,
next.
Please, no.
You know what I mean, though? Like, who are they? Where do you go next with Roman? Like, after you take out of Kevin Owens, like, who's next in line to now become...
Rumor and innuendo is that Goldberg is going to win the world title at Royal Rumble, and Brock Lesnar is going to win the Rumble, and we're going to get Brock versus Brock versus Goldberg at Mania.
No, good God, no!
Really, that's wrong. I really do.
Yeah.
Really,
I just don't know. Yeah, that's my thoughts. Like, after you're done with Roman and Kevin Owens, like, where do you go next?
Where do you
like, who's the next in line?
I mean, Priest maybe. Maybe that's why they want to put him there.
Maybe.
He's a big dude. He's got a lot of talent. And he's a great guy, personally. Like, he's my Facebook friend.
Yeah, you could do, like, a Daniel Bryan, put him back in there. I mean, he's fine to do in there. I don't know. I don't know who else you'd throw in there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Seth Rollins, maybe? But Seth Rollins is on Raw, but... You can always just move them over.
Well, things are going to move because hopefully if they
do... I know, Rollins is on SmackDown.
Mania, and after Mania, they'll be able to figure out where they're going to go with it.
Seth Rollins is on SmackDown.
Is he?
Yeah, he moved over there because he was just on Seth. He was just on it like... Or he was supposed to be on it like last week or something.
I don't know.
Because he promoted the return of Seth Rollins.
To I skipped so much. You're right. He didn't get moved from Monday. He's not the Monday.
I think he did. I think he got moved in the draft, but then he disappeared because of his...
COVID, Brian.
COVID.
Oh, yeah, he was having a baby. That's right, too.
He's having a baby.
Ro.
So I could see him. I could see
the kid, Ro.
Ro?
R-O-U-X. That's their name.
R-O-U-X?
Yeah.
Ro Rollins? Ooh, I don't think Rollins is actually his last name. What's
no.
His
last Black. Name? I don't know.
It's Black.
Name was Tyler Black. I don't know if that's his real name, though.
I don't think that's his real name, too. What's his actual... I'm going to look it up right now. What is Seth Rollins' real name?
And anyway... Roe is the worst name. If I like, feel bad for that kid. Kid's gonna go to school. Everyone's gonna make fun of that child. Row your boat.
His name's Colby Lopez.
Colby Lopez. That's right, Joe.
Right. So it's not
saying Roe Lopez.
We Roe Lopez. Yeah, it's a Spanish name. You're not Spanish. You know what I mean? Like that sounds very Puerto Rican.
It is. He's from like Spain, Spanish.
Yeah, but that sounds more like Roe. Lopez sounds more like Puerto Rican.
J-Ro.
Yeah. It sounds more Puerto Rican and like it doesn't make anything because like Seth Rollins is from like Iowa and Becky Lynch is from Ireland.
Yeah.
So like that doesn't sound very Irish.
Sounds like their daughter sounds like she's Zelina Vega's daughter.
I know exactly. Like your name would be Ro Lopez, but Lopez. Like Roe Lynch, like you're not gonna take your mom's. I know the
Becky Lynch. If she wrestles, she'll be Roe Rollins because it'll just
Roe Rollins is just not a great name.
Better Roe,
what's better the middle than
name? Birdie Bryan.
What's his middle name?
Better than Birdie Bryan.
Yeah, that's true. Birdie, yeah, you don't name your child Birdie.
Birdie Bryan and Roe Rollins, the next tag team champions.
Yeah. Birdie Roe. Rollin.
I don't know what the middle name is, though. I have no idea.
Shambo.
Rose Shambo.
That's his name. That's
an even better one, the row, row, row your boat.
Rochambeau Rollins.
That kid's gonna get kicked. That kid is going to get kicked to the crotch so much.
Please tell me that you need your kid, Rochambeau Rollins. Please. I hope to God that's what they named their kid.
I hope to God Rochambeau. That's what I'm calling your kid.
That's what I'm calling you. Rochambeau Rollins. That's your name.
You've been dubbed Rochambeau.
Please, please, for love of God, tell me that you called your kid Rochambeau.
I'd actually like Seth Rollins after that.
Yeah, I would too, actually. I would too. But I think I'd be one of those people who's like, if I met that person, like, your name's Rochambeau? Like, that's fucking awesome.
Rochambeau Lopez.
Yeah, Lopez. Rochambeau Lopez. Yeah, it would have to be Rollins. I would take it over with Rollins.
Oh, man.
Rochambeau Rollins sounds better.
Anyway, we got to get this show going. We're horrible. Anyway, it's a perfect roll into our next category. The worst male of the year.
Oh, worst male.
So, originally it was supposed to be Otis. But then I started talking to people, and people were like, how did you guys pick Otis? You didn't pick this person? I said, wow, you're right. And I talked to like 5-6 other people. They're like, no, definitely should be that person. So I made the executive decision as the executive producer to change this award and give it out to the rightful winner. And Otis was bad.
Yeah.
Very worthy of being the worst male of the year. And now if we went by brands, he would be the worst male of the year in WWE.
Yeah.
NXT, I would probably go with.
NXT. I don't know.
What's his face? Grimes. Cameron Grimes.
He's not a bad male wrestler. He's just
a bad gimmick.
Yeah, he's kind of a bad gimmick. And he's been getting beat up by Dexter Lumis every week. So that whole storyline was actually kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah, Dexter Lumis is another one. Like, I don't know what they're doing with him. I don't like the idea that he just, like, it doesn't talk. And
I don't mind it. I just don't like the cheesy horror movie kind of shit with it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd be fine if he's just a creepy dude who just does, like, but he's, like, actually pretty freaking nasty in the ring. I'd be fine with that. But, like, when they throw the whole horror stuff into it and, like, the Halloween shit, and like, dude, it's like, that's a little bit too much.
Yeah. How about if we let Impact? Who do you think the worst guy is on the Impact roster right now?
I don't even know.
I would go with, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anybody really, 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 really bad. I guess it would be one of the guys that were on that.
Terrible.
Johnny Bravo, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Johnny Bravo. Yeah.
Maybe, but he doesn't even wrestle. He's just like a
man. Who's been horrible this year?
The winner of this year's. Yeah. Oh, you don't have you because you have the original one I sent you. You were looking at, right?
I think so.
At Otis,
yeah.
Winner of this year's 2020 Worst Wrestler of the Year. The Smarky goes to Marco Stunt.
Okay.
Oh, I hate Marco Stunt so bad. That guy has no business being in a ring. And if, by the way, if AEW decides to be cute and have him and Jungle Boy beat FTR next week.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
We're going to riot like we're MAGA.
It'd be terrible.
Supporters in the Capitol.
Yeah.
Was that too soon?
No, not too soon.
We're going to riot like this is the House of Representatives.
Yeah, we're going to riot like it's 2021.
Like it's January 6th, 2021.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, those stunts just—he looks like a child.
Yeah, he's just—it's
like he's
just
not good.
He doesn't belong here, and like, it's why are you still around?
If you're gonna use him, you must give your stupid little friend a job, Matt and Nick.
Yeah,
give him a manager.
Yeah,
interviewer or something.
Yeah, he should be like
great. He can floss really fast.
Right, he's like
awesome if he's 14.
Right, he's like the 14-year-old version of Spike Dudley, like a guy who like thinks he should be wrestling, but hasn't grown up yet.
Oh, like, my God.
I'm sure at 14, Spike Dudley was probably doing the same stuff Marco Stunt is doing today. Now. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're probably right.
And it was like, dude, I'm going to be a wrestler. And then everyone laughed at him. And then, like, you know, 10 years later, he's in ECW. And, like,
he's really here. I need to drink on this whole conversation.
Marco. And you're like, holy shit, Spike Dudley's pretty freaking nasty. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that's kind of where Marco Stunt is, too. He's like 10 years removed from where he should be.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
In 10 years, Marco Stunt will be good when he grows up.
No, he won't, because he's not going to grow. He's 2 feet tall.
It's true.
And he's still not going to have any actual wrestling skills. All he's gonna, do you watch him in the ring?
No, I've seen him in the ring. He's terrible.
He's not a good wrestler.
No, he's terrible.
He comes in and does some like cute little thing that gets the fans going. Does his little floss, like a floss. Hey,
yeah.
Floss.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does a. Hips. Yeah, he does a Hurricane Rana, and then people are like, oh my God, look at the little guy do a move. It's like, okay, yeah, great. Yeah, that's what he's there for. He's there for like amazing things. Like, oh my God, he did a hurricane, he did a tornado DDT. Wow. Like, as if we're like supposed to be cheering for this, like, special needs kid that did a move. Who cares, dude? Like, yeah, we saw this kid do a move. That's great, wonderful.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what you want. Do you want us to cheer him like that?
The whole conversation made me drink. Like my glass.
It's a nice glass. Yeah. It's a nice one.
Yeah, man. I'm not a. I can't. Marco Stunt.
Yep.
The less I see of Marco Stunt, the better I am.
Yeah. Well, that whole gimmick is still like going. It's like, why are we still doing Jurassic Express?
Because they're friends. We've been through this.
I know, because they're friends of freaking
the box. Yeah. Because Jungle Boy Jack Perry, who, by the way, the kid is very talented, is a bright future in the sport.
Right.
Jungle Boy Jack Perry was in PWG with the Young Bucks and Excalibur. And PWG. Luchasaurus. I don't know if he was ever in PWG. I think he did their Battle of Los Angeles, the Bola tournament. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. I'm not a PWG expert. You got to talk to the apostles in California. I'm more of the Evolve guy.
Right.
So, yeah, Beyond guy. That's going to be my new thing, Mike. I'm going to come out to see you. We're going to start going to Beyond shows in Worcester.
Oh, there you go. Didn't know
Beyond. With Rossi, because I don't know if you know, but Rossi knows some people there, so.
Nice.
We'll be doing some
Beyond have, stuff. If you can ever do anything again.
Right, if we can ever get out and do anything again.
Yeah, which who knows at this rate.
But, yeah, I don't know. The job, they get their job because of that. And Marco Stunt, he was a GCW guy. He wrestled with Joey Janela. So I'm guessing Joey Janela brought him over.
Probably, yeah.
But same thing. Like, those are all their boys. They love these little degenerate losers that aren't really good. All they're good for are spots. Marco Stunt is their kind of guy. He does spots. He's a spot guy.
Yep. Jump in the ring, do something.
Do something funny. Everyone's going to cheer for you. And then a big guy's going to come pick you up and throw you.
Right, yeah.
This is the whole thing.
Yep. Do something, do a couple moves. We're all going to like be like, oh my God, you're doing great. And then have somebody beat the crap out of you.
Yep. That's basically what it is. So hopefully they don't win this week. If they win, I'm going to be so mad against FTR.
That'd be dumb.
We'll see.
Absolutely dumb.
Well, we're down to the last three categories. Let's do our worst match of the year first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're trying to see. Yeah, yep.
There were some bad matches this year.
Oh, there's probably a lot of it.
To go to a few of them. I'm sure if we sat here long enough, we could do a whole show talking about bad matches. Especially with the pandemic. Especially with all the cinematic garbage that they did.
Yep.
There were hits and misses on that. Some cinematic matches were good. I liked the Boneyard match. I thought that was really good.
Me too.
I didn't like Randy Orton versus Edge.
No.
That cinematic, it was too long, drawn out.
Way too long.
You touched on it already. The Money in the Bank
Cinematic
match. Just not good.
The beginning of that was terrible. I mean, the ones in Yeah, that whole thing was terrible. Except for maybe the ending, that was about it.
Yep, yep. But all of that was clearly overshadowed. I don't even think there was another vote for another match. I feel like this was just it. Everyone was like, yep, there wasn't even a question. I don't even think they needed to actually have anybody vote on this match.
Right.
The winner of the Smarky, the worst match of 2020. Mike, want to do the honors?
Was Goldberg versus The Fiend.
That was so bad.
It's terrible.
So bad. If you like to torture yourself, go back and watch that match. It was at Super Showdown. I've already told you not to watch Super Showdown.
Don't watch Super Showdown.
You're a masochist, and you just like to torture yourself.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Go watch that match. It was fucking bad.
Yeah, go watch that match.
Oh. I almost stopped watching WWE after that match happened.
Yeah, and then let's just bring the old guy back again, who continues to have bad matches every year. And they were like, oh, just keep bringing him back. People love him.
Seriously. Has he had a good match? Has he had a good match?
No, the only thing he did good was the only match that was not even good was just kind of was a decent, like at least like worked, was him versus Brock Lesnar. That was it. The very first time when he beat him in like 90 seconds. Because that was like a big moment. That was like that was more of a storyline kind of move as opposed to like an actual match.
That was good. Like
it beat but him. Other than that, there were like nothing else. Every other match he's had has been terrible. Like Goldberg's great. He was great years ago. He's a good like guy to kind of like, you know, it's nice to see him, whatever. We don't need you wrestled. You got it, dude. We're good. Like you don't need to keep bringing him back.
Like a late midlife crisis.
Seriously, dude.
Like, I want my kid to see me wrestle.
Right, and the whole story about that was fine. When he first came back, and the whole thing was like, you know, my kid's never seen me wrestle. I think I got one last match in me. Why not? You know,
Five matches later, we find out he never had one match left.
Right. You're like, dude, okay, good. Yeah, you said that. Now go away.
Yes.
Like, don't then just keep coming back because you already told us that you only had one match in you. And yet here we are, six matches later, you're still freaking here. Like, guy, we're good. Like, go away.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like,
as much as I, you know, and we get on AEW all the time for that shit because we're like, you don't need to bring in old guys. Like, go away. And I'm glad that a lot of stuff on Twitter, whether it was real or not, who knows, but a lot of rumors is that a lot of freaking younger guys in WWE weren't very happy with all these freaking old guys being around.
I heard that. You know what, though? So let me tell you this. To all those guys who weren't happy with all these legends being around, fuck off. These guys only care about their push. They want to go out there and do a million.
Yeah, but it's their job.
Like, no, it's not your job to worry about your push. Your job is to go out there and put on a good show for the fans.
Right. But if you're not able to even get on the show.
Not intriguing. You don't, like, you guys, everybody wants to go out there and do more. There's this whole thing. I was just in a big dispute in one of my chats because they were talking, oh, well, the business has changed and you just have to change with it. And if you're not, you're just old and bitter. And my argument was, okay, so how did the business just change? Because it's not like the wrestling business is this like huge conglomerate that just changes on its own. No, it's the people that run it that change it. So it didn't change. None of the big companies changed. It's all these young guys, these young boys that come in that want to do more and be better. Think about my match to be better. I want to have a push. I want to be the top guy. When we came up watching wrestling, it was about the show. It was about the fans. It was about giving the fans what they want. They weren't worried about their push and what they were going to get and how they were going to look. These wrestlers now are a bunch of babies who only care about seeing themselves on TV. That's why you got Spot Monkey Bucks. That's why you got Cody with $20,000 worth of pyro for his entrance. It's all ego. It's all these guys that just want more about themselves. The argument that I was having with someone was like, oh, well, the business changes. And so I said, I mean, the business changes and you got to do more. I said, things change. You don't have to do more. I said, he's like, well, it's just how it goes. I said, yeah. Do you think everything changes? Do you still tie your shoes the same way? Do you still, do you still brush your teeth the same way? And he came up with the stupid millennial smarky response to me and said, no, I use an electric toothbrush. And I wear slide-on shoes. I don't even have to tie anymore.
Fag.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't realize that I'm smarter than him.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, so you used to brush your teeth. You still do the same thing, but now you got an electric motor, so you do less. You used to tie your shoes. Now you slide them on. You don't have to tie them. You do less. Right. So what you're telling me is less is better.
Right.
You still want to go ahead and tell me that you're going to go out there and do more in the ring to be better?
You're lazy.
You just told me that less is better.
Right.
And his argument was that he just got a full scholarship to law school, which I thought, like, he thought that I was going to then say, oh, well, then you must be right. Instead, I told him when he goes to law school, you can go tell him that he just got lawyered by someone who's not a lawyer,
right?
A finance guy that knows wrestling more than him.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just look at it like, you know, to me, it's just, I don't.
Ratings. Look at the ratings. Nobody's watching.
Nobody, I know.
Mustafa Ali was mad. Mustafa Ali has no charisma.
I'm not saying that they, should be on the show. What I'm saying, I get where they're coming from, in the sense that, you know, how am I even supposed to even try to be better if you won't even let me on the show because you got this old guy on the show that doesn't need to be here anymore?
Because the old guy on the show is doing less. Stop trying to do so much more and realize less is more. And you will get your push and get your spot. And when you stop trying to go out there and do 50 million spots, maybe you'll get the push that you want. That's my response.
Yeah, I don't know. So, to me, but like having Goldberg back again, just like, dude, like, why?
Like, no, we can have worst matches of the year again.
I guess, apparently, because, like, but why does Drew have to now face Goldberg? Like, why? Because you don't have ratings? Huh?
They got nobody else for him to face. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, you can face, like, they've been building up this him and Sheamus for a while. Like, they've been building up him and Sheamus. They could stop fucking burying Keith Lee every week and actually
probably go to Mania. I expect Drew and Sheamus to be Mania.
I know. Well, you just said, like, you just mentioned that freaking what's his name's gonna fucking probably win it. Like, Goldberg's gonna
win innuendo. Hopefully they don't do that. That's just rumor and innuendo.
Yeah, hope not, but I wouldn't be surprised. Of course we wouldn't be surprised. I mean, so, and none of that, like, so is Goldberg a heel? Is Drew a heel? Drew's obviously not a heel, but, like, is Goldberg coming in as a heel? Is he just facing him at Rumble to do, like, you know? And just, I don't know.
You know what? If you walked into the boardroom, if you walked in with all the writers, they'd probably tell you, I don't know.
Yeah, they have no idea. I don't know. It's Vince who wants to freaking have old guys there still.
It is. Let's move on.
Stop.
I'm talking about Goldberg because he's the worst.
Yeah.
Match of the year. There were some good matches. We can go back to Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
We can go to... There were some good matches this year. I can really think of some matches that I really, really enjoyed. Some were surprising to me. The match that won is a match that was a long time in the works. Talk about a slow burn. They slow burned this feud in this match for a good 2 years, maybe three. Forever. Really, I didn't think they were ever going to pull the trigger on it.
No.
But they did, and it was everything that it was built up to be. It was such a great match. I usually hate female matches, but this was a nasty female match to the point that it won match of the year this year.
Yeah.
This year's Smarky for the match of the year goes to Sasha versus Bayley.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great match. If we had a feud of the year, that probably would have been up there with it. However, I think it would have been. If we had a feud of the year, I think it would have went to Lana versus the table. I'm just saying, that's what won it on the Apostle Awards. The feud of the year was Lana versus the table.
Jesus.
That was amazing.
Yeah, she never won. She lost every time.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Everybody tuned in to see it 12 times or something like that.
It was like Nia Jax trying to hurt her on purpose.
Yeah.
And like never worked. She's probably getting pissed that she couldn't hurt her. I'm like, why can't I hurt this girl?
She bought you so much you couldn't even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was
you're so bad. You're so terrible at wrestling that you can't even botch on purpose.
But yeah, Sasha Bailey was really good. Just the build up to that. Sasha yeah. being it surprised me because I always thought Sasha would be the heel in that turn.
Yeah.
So that added to it and made it that much better.
But I'm glad they did it that way. I think it would have been it would made sense to do it as Bailey as the heel and Sasha as the face. That it worked.
Yeah, it did. And it told the story differently than what people expected. And that's what made it good. Right. It wasn't what everyone expected from the rip. So we got one more. We're down to our final. By the way, I want to point out another award that we don't have that the Apostle Awards had. The Apostle Awards has most overused move of the year.
Most overused move. Jesus.
Which in the past years has been the super kick.
Right.
And the Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah.
This year's.
What would have been this year's?
Oh, I'm so happy with what it was. I'm so happy.
It's going to be one where I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, definitely that one.
It was the move where everybody stands outside the ring and holds each other for 5 minutes while somebody jumps around and does a spot.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one where you jump into the big pile of people, that one?
Yeah,
that one's terrible. Yeah, it's in every multi-person match.
Everyone.
There's that spot.
So overused.
Everyone's got to do the big, huge jump on the pile of people and somehow knock everyone over. Not sure how. Why couldn't the whole group just catch the guy together and then just slam him on the ground?
Because they're all holding each other anyway.
I know, apparently, yeah. So if I knock into a bunch of people, everyone's going to fall down like freaking bowling. It's not bowling, guys. You can't just fall and just have everyone just get fall down with him.
Yeah, it was like, bad.
Yeah.
It would have won here too if we had that category.
Yep.
Maybe next year we'll bring in a category for that most overused move.
Yeah,
fits in our show.
So yeah,
something we add. But one more award left. This award is all year long. There's so many different moments that we look out for, that we wait for, things we love, things we hate. But there's always that one moment. That just stands out from the rest that you look back at and you're just like, oh my God, when that happened, I jumped up and down and screamed and everybody looked at me like I was a schoolgirl at an NSYNC concert.
Yeah.
We call that the markout moment of the year. This year, there were a few markout moments. There were a few that were good, a few that were bad.
Yeah, and that actually kind of...
winning the title was a markout moment.
Yeah.
Drew eliminating Brock was a markout moment.
Right.
But you break them down and you look through them. And first, I want to mention my runner-up, the honorable mention. And only for me, I might have been the only one that actually voted for this. But for me, it's my runner-up. And it's my damn show, so deal with it. So my honorable mention is Rey Mysterio getting thrown off of Titan.
Yeah. I would have been fine with that.
A mania.
Except that, like, I would have been fine with that, except for the fact that if it was in real time instead of cinematic, I probably would have been even more like happy about it. But it was one of those things that was like, yeah, it was a cinematic thing, so it obviously was set up that way.
Obviously, it didn't die.
Yeah, you're like, it would have been nice if they actually did it in real time. Yeah,
didn't know it was a cinematic match,
right? Yeah,
you're like, oh my God,
holy shit, wow.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so that's the only thing about that one. But I
don't like Rey Mysterio and I wish he'd just go away. And not him. I don't like people get mad at me when I say this that I don't like Rey Mysterio, but it's not that I don't like Rey Mysterio. I just don't think Rey Mysterio needs to be at the forefront anymore. His time has come, his time's gone. Move over, let the young people get it. You want to bring Dominic in, but I don't
believe it in that
brought Dominic in. I think it takes away from him by bringing him in the way you did riding the coattails of Rey Mysterio.
But, yeah. I don't think it's even on SmackDown right now. I haven't even remember seeing those guys recently, that whole Mysterio family thing. I don't know if they kind of just cut that out.
Maybe they got COVID.
Maybe. I don't know. They just all kind of disappeared. It's fine with me. Like, I didn't really.
It was a bad storyline. Maybe they just wanted to need some more work, and his outfit is horrible.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I heard that he's going to Florida to go train more.
That's fine. He does look terrible. He has no like mass to him at all.
Yeah. And he's his body motions aren't fluid.
Yeah. He looks like a teenager playing like wrestling. Like, you don't look like a wrestler.
You're Marco
like
Stunt.
Yeah, but like a taller one.
The big Marco Stunt. Like,
Marco Stunt. He also looks like he's a lesbian, which I don't even understand how that's possible, but he looks like Rey Mysterio's son looks like he's a lesbian.
Okay. All right.
I'm not even sure how that even works.
I get it. Yeah. He's really good looking. He should wear a mask. I don't know why he didn't put him under a mask.
Yeah, he should wear a mask. You're right. He should have a different outfit altogether.
Yeah.
He just looks the purple and the black and like, oh, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
It just doesn't work. Whatever they want. The
jumpsuit, dude. No. So
hopefully we don't get much. Hopefully they fix that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Marco moment of the year, that wasn't it, as much as I would love that little bit. Marco moment of the year was that I don't agree with at all. You know I hate him, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I didn't think it was a big, I mean, it was a big
huge moment. Everybody loves it. Everyone was.
So yeah, but just it. Because of when it was, but I'm like, after looking at it, you're like, well, it's pretty cool, but it's like, okay, but he didn't win. It wasn't like, I mean,
it was the fact that he's back. He hadn't been able to wrestle for years.
Okay.
He hadn't been able to do anything. So it was it's that great story.
And
that all was. And it made people went crazy for it, especially the crazy thing is, I think if it happened later in the year, it would have been even bigger. But you wouldn't have saw the reaction because we didn't have fans. So it came across as way less. Like, we wouldn't be talking about this if this didn't happen at the Rumble and it happened at SummerSlam.
Right. I agree with you. Right.
So this year's Markout Moment of the Year, the 2020 Smarky Award goes to, I didn't want to say it, Mike. You say it.
It goes to Edge at the Rumble.
The Edge return.
Edge return.
And everyone flipped. When that happened, I was like, I didn't mark out. I was like,
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really mark out either. I didn't think it was that great. I mean, it was great. Nice to see him, whatever. But like, it was one of those things like, okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah, cool. Edge, yay, wonderful. I mean, he's not winning this thing, but yay. Like, it's great that he's back. And I guess it kind of was like, okay. I could see him like starting to kind of, I could see him doing it. Okay, you got some storylines. You got some feuds you can do. That works out pretty good. And then they proceeded to put him into Randy Orton right away and then have a terrible match of Mania, and then he disappeared. And then he got hurt, and now he's done.
Yeah, now COVID and everything.
Yeah, then he got hurt, now COVID, and now it's not going to be – that doesn't matter anymore.
I hope he never comes back.
So, I mean, I can't imagine he will. I mean, I don't know why he would. And,
3-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean – it's 3-year deal, but he's also spent now a year and a half of it doing nothing. He said
only a year. He came back at Rumble.
I don't think he's not ready to be back. Did he have what did he do? Was his knee blew out or he did something? Or he's done or his shoulder or something? Yeah, he's done. I mean, he'll probably be back at this Mania to face Randy Orton again. But other than that, it's just like, so you signed a 3-year deal and yet you've only had two matches and you've been gone for an entire year.
Yeah.
And you're now another year older and you haven't wrestled now in over a year again. And
he shouldn't have come back.
Right.
He's horrible. Like, it's not even like he looked like this. Look at how great he looked. He was just all white and gray and his face was all sunken. And he was like, I'm like, oh my God, has he been like, what? He's been binging on Perks for the past 2 months.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I wouldn't have given it. Mine would have been, and I didn't really, I don't think I remember if I even voted for it. I can't remember what I done. But now I think about it afterwards. Mine would have been Roman Reigns' return. Just because it was, one, it was so surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And that it launched this whole other, like, story. You're like, dude, that was pretty freaking great. Like, him showing up, you're like, holy shit, Roman Reigns. Holy crap, he's beating the shit out of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Oh, look how good he is. Look how good he looks and how freaking, like, you come in, you're like, wow, man. I mean, I guess it wasn't Mark out in the sense that I didn't, like, jump up and down. But it was, like, one of those things where it's, like, just kind of like, holy crap. Like, this is huge. Like, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's beating the shit out of these guys. Holy crap.
He did.
He looks like a freaking monster, even with his fake teeth.
You know what, though? I think part of the whole thing when Roman came back was people were afraid of what you said earlier. That, like, no one wanted him to come in and be the guy to, like, put an end to the Fiend.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I think that kind of stopped people from looking at that as a mark-out moment because people
didn't
mark out as much because it was kind of like, oh, my God, this is crazy, but wait, are they really going to do this right now?
Yeah, please don't. Yeah, please, for my God, don't feed him to freaking – don't feed the Fiend to him.
Yeah. So I think that kind of took away from it, but it definitely should up there for that.
Yeah.
To me, more of a markout moment than Edge because I can't stand Edge.
Yeah.
If Edge, like, broke his neck in the middle of the ring, that would have been my markout moment.
Yeah.
Someone's going to hate me for that. I don't know how I don't get hate mail for all the shit I say. I'm such a heel. I do heel shit. If you don't like it, I'm a heel. Sorry. Yeah. This is what it is. But that's it. That's the Smarties. That's all the awards this year.
Woo-hoo!
You know, we go from the best to the worst, the Marco Stunts to the Nia Jaxes, Captain Bailey, Roman Reigns, everything in between. It was a wild year of wrestling.
It was weird.
A weird year of wrestling, absolutely. We're starting to get back there. If you watched Wrestle Kingdom was even weird. Japan, they were open. Wrestle Kingdom was full.
And of course.
The Tokyo Dome was full. The rules were weird. So it made for a weird show. You weren't allowed to yell. You weren't allowed to yell, scream, or cheer.
What?
You could stomp your feet or clap your hands.
Why were they not allowed to do that?
Because of COVID.
Okay, but like...
Spit, guy.
Yeah, but just wear a mask.
If you're just clapping your hands and stomping your feet, you're not...
Yeah, but just wear a mask.
Well, I'm sure they wore masks too.
So then what to do? So if you're wearing a mask, then you're fine.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't understand the rules. I don't know. Like, none of this shit makes any sense. We know
it doesn't make any sense at all. But like you can't cheer. It's like, then why am I wearing a mask? Why am I here? And two, why am I not? Can I just take the mask off then?
It was weird hearing every time something happened, you would just hear stomping or clapping.
Yeah, it's just, that's terrible.
But like for bad things, you're like, wait, are they cheering?
So what happens if you
clapping?
So if you accidentally got excited, did somebody come over and throw you out?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, something happened, like, oh shit! You're like, oh shit. And then, like,
Japan,
freaking security came over and threw you out because you freaking yelled.
They like, brought you to the dungeon for the
I mean, is that where we fucking are now? Like, in life? It's like, are we not going to be able to go to, are we going to go to the Patriots game and not be able to fucking cheer? Because of COVID bullshit?
It's going to be fourth row of AEW Dynamite.
Which is not how fucking COVID works at all. But yet, somehow, that's what we have to follow.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb. I can't stand it, dude. Like, who makes these dumb rules, and why are they still in charge? Like, it's terrible.
Time up. They're not in charge anymore.
Well, whoever's in charge. I don't know who's in charge.
That's why they ran into the freaking
cat. Yeah. It's like, Jesus, man, like, it's not how any of this bullshit works at all. Like, it's but yet we have to follow these stupid gay rules. It's like, doesn't make any fucking sense.
Politically incorrect. I'm going to have to send you to sensitivity
training. Of course they can. Gay means happy.
I'm going to have to send you to sensitivity training.
Whatever, I don't care. Like, it's true, though. Like, these stupid fucking rules don't make any goddamn sense. And yet we have to sit there and do it because
I just drink whiskey.
Yeah.
My
God, I'm so tired of it. Yeah. I don't know what I'm more tired of. this whole political bullshit that's on TV or this fucking COVID shit that's on TV. It's awful. I can't even, like, I don't even know where to begin with this. Like, dude, I don't know. Like, it's terrible.
But on the positive side, we're back. We're doing it again. The show is back. Smart Monkeys and Superkicks is back.
Right.
While you guys hate everything else that's going on like we do, at least now you know that you get a little bit of a break now because we're going to be back every week with another show.
Hopefully, yeah.
We'll have some on YouTube. Some will be just on Anchor, which you can find us everywhere if you didn't know that before. You can find us basically on every platform.
Yep.
I'll tell you exactly where, because I got my nice little handy dandy telephone. As I said it, I'm like, oh, no, that doesn't really.
Handy dandy telephone.
My handy dandy telephone.
Yeah.
See if I can find my, I got something in here, because I'm always making all these different flyers and stuff. So I do have the flyer for the show in this damn phone somewhere. There it is. So if you want to listen to us, you can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Stitcher, Breaker, Radio Public, CastBox, and Pocket Cast. And of course, YouTube, which if you're watching this, you're watching it on YouTube. If you're listening to it,
it's
not one of those places, so you already know where to find us. But if you want to see my pretty face, go to YouTube and watch us on YouTube.
There you go.
And you can write in the comments how bad I need a haircut, because I really do.
Yeah. You can make your, hey, put your comments down below, right down there.
Right? Put your comments down below on how I need to shave and I need a haircut.
Yeah.
Everything, this political shit's just been, I can't get myself together.
No, I can't.
It's more the fact that I was up a lot for Wrestle Kingdom, and I'm still recovering from that. My whole schedule's broken off, so it is what it is. But man, this was fun. This was a good show. We got more coming. When's the Rumble? Is the Rumble in like 3 weeks?
I think it's in 2 weeks. I think it's the 20. What's today's date? Today's the 9th. So I believe it's the 26th. Two Sundays?
The 26th. Sunday, January 31st. You're wrong.
Oh, so next, so 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's late.
yep.
Yeah.
So we'll have a pit stop before then. Somehow we'll figure that out. I won't be here.
Yeah. I have no idea who's going to win that thing.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. But we'll figure something out. I will probably be poolside.
Maybe. When
we record our next show, because I will be in West Palm Beach.
There you go.
Not our next show, but for the pit stop. I'm heading down the 21st.
Yep. You're flying.
I'm flying down. Yeah, I'm flying down the 21st.
You're flying. I'm
scheduled to come back on the 28th.
Oh, there you go.
But I might move it back to the 1st.
There you go.
Because why not do 10 days? It's better than 7. So I feel like 7 days is right when you're like, oh my God, I'm really getting into it. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point.
Those extra 2 days, like, really add to it, I think.
It's true. I agree.
But we'll figure that out. Before then, we still got a couple more shows up here that I'll be here for to record. And, that's about it. We'll have other shit coming on. There's a lot going on, man. There's independent wrestling this weekend. ICW's got a no-holds-barred show. If you watch IWTV, I do. I have a paid membership for a year. New Year's Dash, I think, just happened yesterday, so that's over with. But it is going to be tons of good wrestling. We still have the second half of the AEW New Year's show, New Year's Bash.
New Year's Smash
will be next week. We saw the Bullet Club reunite in.
Can't call them Bullet Club.
Why can't we?
Because it's owned by New Japan, so they have to come up with a different name.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's serious.
Really?
Bullet Club is owned by Bullet Club is owned by New Japan.
And so they won't use it.
So yeah, AEW can't use it. They gotta call them. So I think they're calling themselves.
Don't they have a deal with New Japan? I mean,
yeah, but something. But that's different. I don't know. But it's I think they have to call themselves. I think they're gonna call themselves the Super Elite. Just dumb. Like, it's terrible.
So, I don't know. We'll have a whole topic on this. Yeah. Next week is a lot to talk about. That will probably be the main talk about this AEW Impact deal and everything going on with it. By the way, Kenny Omega showing up on Impact could have been one of those moments of the year as well.
Yeah, but you knew it was coming. They announced it. It's not really a mark out when you already know it's going to happen.
Kenny Omega winning the world title and how it happened with Don.
That might be a little bit, yeah, that might have been more of it. Yeah, you could do it that way. But like him going on Impact, yeah, it's great, but they told you it was going to happen the week before.
Yeah, true story. You're right.
Like he's going to be in Impact on Sunday. Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to go watch it then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like they've already announced that they're going to be a six-man tag with Kenny Omega and Good Brothers, which is a freaking terrible name, by the way.
That just happened. That was on Tuesday.
No, they're going to have a six-man tag with like against somebody.
AEW guys.
Yeah, I don't know who they're facing. I have no idea, but
I don't know.
I hate the Good Brothers, by the way.
We've got more. So Hard to Kill's coming up. Impact Hard to Kill is on the 17th, 16th, 23rd? I don't know. Something's coming
next up. Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Yeah, because next Wednesday is the go-home angle sort of for that Impact, sort of.
Tuesday. Impact's on Tuesday.
No, not Tuesday. I mean, not Impact. AEW.
Hard to Kill is an Impact pay-per-view.
Yeah, no, but it's next Sunday. Because next Wednesday...
They're going to lead up to it.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're doing Kenny Omega.
Oh, and confusing. I'm just going to get drunk.
Yeah.
They smoke a joint.
There you go.
Mind. I'll figure it all out.
But
anyway, next week we'll talk about that then. Next week will be our Hard to Kill pit stop.
Okay.
And we'll break down Hard to Kill. We'll talk about everything going on with that. It'll give us an opportunity to jump in to talk about what's going on with this AEW Impact deal and everything going on with that. So tune in next week. We'll talk about that. We might have some guests. I got a couple other guys who have been wanting to come on with us. They wanted to be here for this show, but they were unable to. They always say it, and then when it comes time to do it. But then again, we did kind of just decide on a whim. Okay, we're recording right now.
Yeah,
it's kind of how we roll.
Well, hey, man, you gotta be ready. Gotta be ready for anything.
Tune in. We're gonna have a lot coming up. So next week will be the Hard to Kill preview show, pit stop. In 3 weeks will be the Royal Rumble pit stop, and then we'll have something in between, and we'll figure that out as we get to it. But you want to say anything before we get out of here, man?
Nah. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Wear your masks. Make sure you go out there. Everybody be safe. You see my mask I got for Christmas?
Hey, it's a nice one. Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Wear your mask. Be safe when you're out there. Watch out. Come on, man. I want things to open back up. We're waiting. I want to go to Dynamite in April. So it's going to take a lot of us to come together and work together to beat this damn virus. And
it's never going to, it's.
Just... I would say go, I'm not going to tell you to go get the vaccination because I'm not going to do it.
Neither am I, but it wouldn't matter. Anyway. That's not going to matter anyways.
Yeah, I agree. It's not going to matter.
Not going to do anything.
Just be smart out there, guys. Be safe. It's great to be back. I'm glad anybody who watches this, I thank you for watching our show. It's great to be able to come back and talk wrestling again and to give you this side, the smart side of things.
Yes.
But if you got nothing else to say, Mike, I guess it's about the time that we're going to get out of here. So again, next week will be our Hard to Kill pit stop. And until then, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm IK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. Peace out. See you next week.
The Smarks in here, the Smarks in here, yeah.